The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
It's been a long week of mid-season tournaments around Northeast Kansas. And tonight on 92.1 KMTA, we wrap up the Twin Valley League basketball tournament with the championship games. And the girls contest up first, featuring the top two seeds, number one Centralia and number two Valley Heights. Our nightcap will feature the championship boys contest, also the top two seeds, number one Hanover and number two Centralia. Thank you so much for tuning in as we wrap up a busy week here at High School Hoops on KMZA. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're at Frankfort High School, what is now a packed gymnasium, as we get our first championship game underway. Both of these teams coming in top three in their respective classifications, and both without a loss. And that will obviously change for one of these two teams here tonight. Let's get you the starting lineup first for the two seed, Valley Heights Mustangs, who are 11-0, and the number two ranked team in Class 2A. They go like this in the backcourt, Kat and Maggie Torber. Kat a 5'6 senior, Maggie a 5'8 sophomore. Also in the backcourt, Abigail Steinfurt is a 5'5 senior. Down low, you got Maddie Vermitten, a 5'10 senior, and then Emma Youngberg rounding it out, a 5'11 senior. So for Jordan Brockerman's crew, it is Kat and Maggie Torber, Vermitten, Steinfurt, and Youngberg. For Centralia, at 9-0, the one seed in this tournament, Roger Holthouse's group, the number three ranked team in Class 1A Division 1. They'll go like this. Lena Haberkamp is a 5'5 junior guard. Jaden Wells also joining her in the backcourt, a 5'6 junior. The swing players of the Beaters, Avery and Owen. Avery the 5'8 senior, Owen the 5'8 freshman. And then rounding things out, another guard, Abby Flinty, a 5'5 senior. So again, for the Panthers, Haberkamp, Wells, Avery and Owen Beaters, and Flinty. One of these teams is going to lose. They have a combined record of 20-0. Valley Heights last night got a win over Hanover in the semifinals, 47-38. Centralia knocked off Donovan West, 57-35. Valley Heights, the two seed to the road team, so they got all black uniforms. Centralia, the all white uni, as the one seed. And thank you for joining us. It's a packed gymnasium here at Frankfort High School. The third place game is already wrapped up. Hanover knocked off Donovan West 51-43. So the Wildcats take third place in the tournament this year. And the boys' third place game went to Frankfort as they knocked off Troy 51-35. So now all to be decided, the championship games. And the first of two on the girls' side, Valley Heights taking on Centralia. I want to thank our great sponsors right before tip-off here, the Bank of Highland and Medina State Bank, making life better right here at home, member FDIC. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, for education on campus, regional, technical, or online. M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts headquarters in Frankfort, and Blue Valley Technology, supporting local students and athletes. Panthers will go right to left here in the first half. Valley Heights from left to right. Thank you for tuning in. PBL Tournament Championship game underway. The first, the girls' game. And it's Valley Heights winning the opening tip. The number two ranked team in Class 2A at 11-0. They want to go inside to Youngberg quickly on the block. She doubles, gets a shot up. No good, but she fouled. And 11 seconds in, we get our first whistle and a foul against Lena Haberkamp. And that puts Emma Youngberg at the line to shoot two. Boy, was she fantastic in the win over Hanover last night. 29 points and 12 rebounds. And she's too strong, missing the first free throw. She got two early fouls in that game and was very limited on her minutes, but scored 20 of those 29 in the second half. And they rallied after being down four at halftime to get the win. Youngberg goes one for two, and it's an early 1-0 Valley Heights lead, 15 seconds into the game. Here's Owen Dieters, top of the key for three, and she knocks it down. Just like that, Owen Dieters from downtown. And it's a 3-1 Centralia lead, 30 seconds in. Here's Cat Torber, top of the key, in between the rings, out high. Left side pass, it goes to Maggie. Spins inside, takes it all the way. Left-handed layup, no good. Whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Valley Heights. I believe Vermitten is over the back. And it is Maddie Vermitten to pick up her first. Centralia gets it. A 3-1 lead, 40 seconds in. Here's Owen Dieters. Fairly quiet in the win last night, just 9 points. And Haberkamp's going to be called for an offensive foul. Haberkamp pushed off on Torber. And just like that, or correction, they get Jaden Wells with the foul. I'm not sure where that took place. But regardless, it's Valley Heights basketball. So a slow pace to start. Just 50 seconds in, a 3-1 Centralia lead. And we get our first sub real quick. Tatum Kramer, the freshman, is in for Centralia, who was dynamite off the bench last night with 9 points. Vermitten, head of steam drive, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath, and we get a tie-up inside. And the possession arrow will give it back to Centralia. A 3-1 Centralia lead as we come up on a minute into the ballgame. Here is Owen Dieters. Right side, on the wing, into the corner with Avery. They go inside, Haberkamp. Tough shot, no good, but she draws the foul. Something tells me there's going to be a lot of whistles in this game tonight. And they get Maggie Torber with this one. That is her first. And Haberkamp to the line. Maybe the MVP last night in that win. She misses the first free throw, but she had 17. To lead the Panthers in the win over Donovan West. She also had 4 rebounds. Second free throw is good, so Haberkamp goes 1-for-2. It's a 4-1 Centralia lead. Just over a minute into the first quarter. Here's Kat Torber, angles right into the corner, picks it up there, goes inside to Youngberg, turnaround shot, no good. And a rebound and a foul underneath. Once again, over the back is Valley Heights. And they get Maggie Torber real quick with her second. That'll bring up Brooks, or correction, it's going to be Kaylee Scala who checks in. Also, Kramer comes out as Jaden Wells back in for Centralia. So 6:50 left, clock moving first quarter. It's a 4-1 Centralia lead. Twin Valley League Tournament Championship game. The boys' title game will follow this broadcast as we'll have Hanover and Centralia. Dieters misfiring on a 3. Put down to the free throw line. Vermitten the rebound for Valley Heights. She wants to go coast to coast. Difficult shot. Left it short. And a rebound for Centralia. Owen Dieters having to deal with a double team. Gets it off your sister Avery. Drives down the middle. Had it knocked away from behind. And a steal by Scala. Now Vermitten will slow down the pace for Valley Heights. Sluggish start offensively for the Mustangs. Just 1 point as we're about 2 minutes in. Scala left side on the wing. Holds it at the right hip. Fakes inside. Now Youngberg up top. Vermitten inside. Kicks it to the right side. Korber, a shot that's good, but a whistle prior. And it's a 3-second call, so no basket. And a turnover on Valley Heights. The Panthers get it back, 4-1 their lead, 5:57 left here in the first. Here is Owen Dieters, slow across the timeline from right to left, waist-high dribbles with the right hand, angles right, stops on the wing, now back to the top of the key. Here's Flinty right side, a baseline drive, inside to Avery, layup good. It's Avery Dieters, her first bucket, makes it 6-1 Centralia. 5:35 left first quarter, Kat Torber. Top of the key, couple of dribbles, picks it up. They want Youngberg inside, too easy, and positioning is money, and Youngberg gets two. He's got 3, 6-3, Centralia. Here's Owen Dieters, picks it up top of the key, hands it off to Avery on a cut, and then Youngberg with a block shot, and a rebound for Steinfurt. A lot of contact, no call. Kat Torber, right wing 3, nearly banked it in, no good. Rebound Centralia, cleared by Owen Dieters. She'll bring it up the floor herself, far sideline. Top of the key to Wells. Right back to Owen, right side. Gets the ball screen, wants to step back. Youngberg steps, drives, kicks, Gala Amir steal, but Owen gets it left corner for three. It's an air ball, but Avery right there for the rebound. Count it, and the foul. Avery leaders an A1 opportunity. Makes it 8-3, Panthers, 4:47 left here in the first. Cass Herber picks up the foul, her first, and team foul number four. Kramer back into the game for Centralia. Avery had a double-double last night, 13 points, 10 rebounds against D. West. She has four already here in the first, and make it five as she capitalizes on the three-point play. 9-3 Centralia, not quite to the halfway point here in the first. Here's Scala, right side in the corner. Thought about a baseline drive, cut off by Peters. That was Owen. Here's Kat Torber to the free throw line. A stop and pop shot from there is money. And Kat Torber with the bucket makes it 9-5 Centralia. 4:20 left here in the first. Here's Wells, left side pass, intercepted by Youngberg. Third turnover by Centralia. Now Kat Torber, top of the key. Centralia leads it by four, coming up on that halfway mark. You're in the first quarter. Vermitten up top. Right side pass to Steinfurt. Now Scala, deep range three. Carries it. Daly, Scala off the bench. Cans a long triple. Makes it a one-point game. Centralia 9, Valley High 3. 3:45 left here in the first. Bounce pass to Flinty, top of the key. Hands it off to Owen. One of the three. Instead steps back. We'll try it again from downtown. Not this time. And a rebound underneath by Avery Peters. And that one's up and good. Avery Peters, 7 here in the first. It's a 3-point Centralia lead, 11-8. Under 3.5 minutes to go. Youngberg inside. Shot no good. Trying to fight for her own rebound. Couple bodies hit the floor. And we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow. We'll keep it with Valley Heights. For a quarter in for the Mustangs. Haberkamp back in for the Panthers. And the scoreboard actually just turned off. And it's back on. 3:21 left in the first. 11-8 Centralia by three. Vermitten inside. Layup trickles out. No good. And a rebound for Owen Dieters. Dieters guarded by Vermitten, trying to work it across the timeline. Gets it up the floor to Haberkamp. Into the corner. Here's Kramer. No good. But she fouled on the jump shot. And two free throws coming up as they get Youngberg with her first. 3:05 left here in the first quarter. Good energy and good pace by both teams. Centralia by three, 11-8. And Kramer at the line for two. Solid off the bench last night. The freshman with 9 points. She misses the first free throw. Centralia now 2-for-4 at the line. Couple dribbles, a spin, lets it fire, lets it short, and a rebound Vermitten. 3 minutes left here in the first. Twin Valley League Tournament Championship game. Both these teams undefeated. Entry pass inside. Too easy once again for Emma Youngberg, who has 5, and it's a 1-point game. Timeout, Roger Holtown. It's, I believe, a full. It is a full. We'll follow suit. 2:47 left first quarter. Centralia by 1, 11-10. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit BlueValley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookingcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookingcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, quick drive by Abby Flinty and a foul against Valley Heights. This one against Scala, her first. Team foul number six. It's on the floor. Panthers to throw it in. With an 11-10 lead, 2.5 minutes left here in the first. Here's Avery Dieters, left side on the wing. Guarded by Youngberg. She curls, gets all the way inside. A lot of contact, no call. Tips out of bounds. Last touch by Owen Dieters. And it goes back to Valley Heights. Triple twos on the game clock. 2:22 left. 11-10 here in the first. Chance for Valley Heights to take the lead. Here's Kat Serber across the key. Right side pass to Maddie Vermitten. Top of the key, it goes to Youngberg. One dribble back to Vermitten. She'll fire at the three, short. Battle for the rebound. Here out to the three-point line, and then it's picked up by Owen Dieters, but then she threw it away. Here's Kat Serber across to the right side. Inside pass, it goes. Right block, shot up, no good by Youngberg. Tip, trying to fight for her own rebound, and then finally into the hands of Abby Flinty for Centralia. Left side to Kramer. Kramer doubled with Vermitten, and Scala gets it off up top to Owen Dieters. 1:35 left here in the first. Dieters, right side pass to Flinty. She'll drive baseline all the way, no good. Shot partially blocked. Avery Dieters there. Her shot is no good. Then Flinty able to chase it down in the corner. Then another pass tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Centralia. A lot of contact inside. Officials letting them play in the last few minutes. And stuck on 11-10. We're close to 2 minutes. Here's Owen Dieters, a deep three. Too strong. Rebound Kramer in the corner. Out of bounds. And last touch by Kramer. And it goes back to Valley Heights. Down to 1:17 left here in the first. Still 11-10. Centralia by one. Inside, over the top, Youngberg again, too easy, right on the block. We saw last night. Hanover had no answer. And Youngberg now with seven here in the first. Valley Heights takes the lead, 12-11. Pass inside, deflected here and out of bounds. And it's a turnover by Centralia. Goes back to Valley Heights. Five turnovers here in the first quarter by the Panthers. Now Valley Heights with it back. We're down to 45 seconds left here in the first. Pretty slow moving first quarter. A good base pace, I should say, by both teams. Here's Scala, deep left wing three. Nearly banked it in. No good. Rebound Centralia. Here's Owen Dieters, top of the key. Haverkamp now left side. They bounce it to Avery towards the left corner. Thought about a three, turns it down, drives on Youngberg, shot blocked. Youngberg says, get out. Katzober transition three, not there. Rebound fought for, out of bounds. It'll stay with Valley Heights. With 13 seconds left here in the quarter. Abigail Steinford back in for Valley Heights. As Vermitten will take a seat. Just a tick under 13 seconds left here in the first. Valley Heights underneath their own bucket, right side of the backboard to throw it in with Scala. Gets it into Steinfurt, right corner three, too strong. Out of bounds, and last touch by Valley Heights. Going to go back to Centralia. Fans wanted an over a back call, over the back call by Youngberg. They didn't get it there. Now Centralia has 9.6 seconds to work. Down one, 12-11. Has to get it across the timeline, down to 6 seconds. Owen Dieters just gets it across midcourt stripe. 3 seconds, spin, long two from the top of the key, in and out, no good, and that's the end of the quarter. The Twin Valley League Tournament Championship game, a 1-point affair after one. It's Valley Heights 12, Centralia 11. Back in a moment for the second quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Lankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel, gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Lankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at LanklandOil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Lankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
92.1 FM KMZA.
If you caught me there, it's over, and I'm referencing the first NFL playoff game as the Cincinnati Bengals have knocked off the AFC number one seed Tennessee Titans 19-16. So if the Chiefs can beat the Buffalo Bills tomorrow in Kansas City, the Chiefs would host what would be a fourth straight AFC title game. How about that for the Cincinnati Bengals? Back to what's important here. Second quarter underway. Centralia with the ball, trailing 12-11. There's a whistle. 3 second call in the lane. Jaden Wells didn't get out in time. It's turnover number 6 by the Panthers. Gives it back to Mustang. 15 seconds into the second. 7 points for Emma Youngberg, leading the Mustangs. 7 by the Panthers, Avery Dieters. Here's Kat Turber, top of the key pass to Youngberg. Whistle, travel, high left. Second turnover against the Mustangs. And the Panthers get it back. Still stuck on 12-11. Points hard to come by. Both of these teams very solid defensively. Particularly Valley Heights with the size that they have in the post. Vermitten, Youngberg, certainly some problems for opposing offenses. Owen Dieters left side on the wing, gets it off to Avery, high left. With the ball screen, not much used there by Flinty. Right side pass to Wells. Wells on the wing, skips the pass here to Haverkamp. Has it knocked away, but right into the hands of Flinty. She'll gather, reset. Now Owen Dieters, top of the key. Wants to step back, thought about a three, turns it down. Haverkamp wants to drive, takes it all the way in, and draws the foul. And Kat Turber picks up this one, her second, and Haverkamp to shoot two. Haverkamp 1 point, 1-2 at the line here in the first half. And the free throw is good. 2 points for Haverkamp. We're tied at 12, 6:49 until halftime. Gala back in for the Mustangs. Kramer back in for the Panthers.
Be right back.
Haverkamp second. No good. Rebound Valley Heights. Here's Vermitten, dribbles right, with Steinford in the corner. Backs out to the wing, now top of the key to Maggie Turber. Right side pass to Steinford, holds it high, fake, goes into the corner with Maggie Turber. Now pass inside to Youngberg, deflected out of bounds, and last touch by the Mustangs. And a turnover for Valley Heights, their third. 6.5 minutes left here in the first half, we're tied at 12. Both of these teams unbeaten. Centralia 9-0, Valley Heights 11-0. Haverkamp in the right corner. Had it knocked away by Maggie Turber, but it'll stay here with Centralia. Get a great crowd on hand. Would expect the same for the second of our doubleheader as well when Hanover takes on Centralia in the boys' title game. Here's Owen Dieters, top of the key, steps back for three, in. Here, 2-3, 6 points for Owen Dieters. It's a 15-12 Centralia lead, 6 minutes until halftime.
I'm back.
Maggie Turber, right side pass to Scala on the wing, has the dribble, declines to use it. gets it right back. No hesitation on a three. How about Kaylin Gala off the bench? Two triples. Ties it at 15. Owen Peters dives in, kicks it out to Flinty. Here's Avery Peters, top of the key, open for three. Carried it. Back and forth we go. Avery Peters now with 10, makes it 18-15. Back to back to back three. Two by Centralia, one by Valley Heights. Bounce pass inside to Vermitton. Able to scramble, gets it off to Maggie Turbo, who lays it up for two. And a couple bodies hit the floor, and we'll stop play as Maggie, who just dropped in the bucket, slow to get up, but appears to be okay. 18-17 Centralia. 5:17 left here in the first half. Valley Heights led 12-11 after one. Panthers now hold the one-point lead early here in the second quarter. Here's Owen Peters. Right side up the floor. Stops on the wing. Top of the key to Haverkamp. Drives. Gets all the way inside. Left-handed layup, no good. Rebound tip. And the Mustangs control. Steinfurt collects. Steinfurt in between the rings out high. Right side pass to Maggie Turber. Steinfurt right back in the corner. Gets it to Vermitton. Extra pass inside. Layup no good by Youngberg, but she's fouled and will shoot two. And Abby Flinty picks up that foul, her first. So two coming up for Youngberg. First one out, no good. Can tie the game if she knocks in a second. 7 points here in the first half. She's got one rebound. Now one of three at the line. After a 29-12 double-double last night in the semifinal win over Hanover. She goes one for two. 8 points for Youngberg, and we're tied at 18. 4:45 left here in the first half. There's Owen Peters, top of the key, angles left, will drive all the way on the block, layup good. Owen Peters with eight, makes it 20-18. Centralia back in front by a bucket. There's Steinfurt, high right on the wing, Vermitton in the corner, back to Steinfurt, one dribble left, stops, skips it to Scala. Scala now gets it back to the top of the key. Right side pass to Maggie Turber, Vermitton now in the corner. Guarded by Flinty. Scala, one dribble on the wing. Top of the key to Youngberg. Left side pass it goes. Not much of a screen there. Scala turns down a wide open three. Whistle, and I think we get a timeout by Valley Heights. It's a 30, so we'll step aside for a quick one as well. 4:02 until halftime. Centralia 20, Valley Heights 18. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get a great deal on Wix premium filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Their big filter sale kicks off January 24th. Get up to 70% off Wix filters. Many other ag-related products are on sale, too. Stop in Elmer's Repair in Centralia for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 24th, is the kickoff on the Wix filter sale at Elmer's Repair. Your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia, give them a call, 785-857-3248, or go online to elmersrepair.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
20-18, Centralia by 2, 4:02 until halftime. Avery and Owen Dieters have 18 of the 20. Avery with 10, Owen with 8. Emma Youngberg, the leading scorer for the Mustangs, with 8. Valley Heights with the ball out of the timeout. Steinfurt right side pass to Vermitton in the corner. Scala up top. Angles more right. Now Youngberg top of the key. Maggie Turber a ball screen. Stops at the top of the key. Right side pass to Steinfurt with a baseline drive. It's cut off. Now Turber a drive. Difficult shot. No good. Might have been a pass attempt. Regardless, it's out of bounds. And it goes back to Centralia. Panthers leading 20-18. Down to 3:35 left here in the second. Here's Avery Peters receiving a pass from her sister Owen, looking left. Dumps one off to Haverkamp. Haverkamp, couple dribbles to her right, picks it up, bounces it left corner to Avery Peters. Avery wants a baseline drive, cut off there by Steinfurt. Pass gets away from her, right into the hands of Owen. Owen Peters steps back, deep three, too strong. Battle for the rebound, chase down, and Wells has it, saves it for Centralia. Haverkamp, a short J, no good, but she fouled. And she'll shoot two. And Maggie Turber now has three fouls. That'll bring up Brooke Porter. Haverkamp, 2 points, 2 for 4 at the line here in the first half. We'll shoot two more. Trying to extend on the lead. She buries the first. 21-18, Centralia. Haverkamp second. Too strong. Rebound Porter, who just checked in. Gets it off to Scala, works it across the timeline, spins away from Haverkamp. Now Steinfurt right side on the wing. Dribbles back towards the top of the key. Goes right to Porter. Towards the corner. Here's Vermitten left side. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Instead, Porter, short corner, J, right wing. No good. And a long rebound is going to go out of bounds. And Avery Dieters couldn't save it. And the Mustangs will keep. Down to 2:34 left. 21-18 Centralia by triple. A triple. Here's Vermitten over the top. Youngberg inside. Had it tipped away by Owen Dieters in a steal. Trying to get it up to Avery. Lost it. And Youngberg comes away with a steal. Here's Scala up the floor. Long pass left side to Vermitten. Now top of the key to Youngberg. Down to 2:15 left here in the first half. Here's Vermitten for the tie. Too strong. Youngberg gets the rebound, but they call it over and back. Second foul on Emma Youngberg. Jordan Broxterman pleading his case, saying that she was straight up. And with that foul, it's a one-and-one scenario here for Centralia. And this puts Jaden Wells to the line for a one-and-one opportunity. Jaden Wells has not scored in this one tonight. Has one rebound, one foul. Trying to help extend the lead. She gets the first, so she'll get the bonus. Centralia now 5 for 11 at the line here in the first half. Second by Wells. That one's good. 2-for-2 trip by Jaden Wells. The lead is 5 for Centralia. Man, I think we get a late sub as Kramer's going to come back in for Wells. So the Mustangs with it. 2:09 left until halftime. Centralia with a 5-point lead at 23-18. Here's Scala left side, top of the key to Vermitten, right side pass to Porter in the corner. The baseline drive, pass deflected out of bounds. Mustangs keep with 1:56 left. Youngberg underneath her own bucket, right side of the backboard. Will slap. Looking for Porter, had it deflected in a steal by Owen Dieters. She'll bring it up the floor herself. 23-18, Centralia wants to take it all the way in off her own foot out of bounds. She thought she was fouled, but the official stonewalls the plea, and Mustangs will get it back. Down to a minute 40. 23-18, the Centralia lead. Here's Porter, top of the key, a little more to the right. Passes off to Vermitten, cuts through, not there. Now Scala up top. Goes inside, Vermitten out of bounds, and she can't hang on to it. And it goes back to Centralia, another turnover. Now 7 in the first half by the Mustangs. Down to 1:24. Still halftime. Owen Dieters will walk it up the floor, her team by 5, 23-18. CBL Tournament Championship game. Owen Dieters, left side pass to Haberkamp. Pulls up. D2, no good. Battle for the rebound collected by Valley Heights. Steinfurt brings it in. Bouncing a pass to Scala, right wing three. In and out, no good. But Younger gets the rebound and then had it knocked away in a steal. 53 seconds to go. Here's Avery Dieters, a straight on three, fouled up top by Youngberg, and she'll shoot three. And Youngberg now with three fouls. That's a big foul for Emma Youngberg, and that's going to put Avery Dieters at the line for three. 48.7 seconds remaining until halftime. Dieters first, no good. She'll shoot two more. Centralia by five, 23-18. Avery with 10, Owen with 8. Youngberg leading Valley Heights with 8 as well. Second, spins in there. 11 first half points now for Avery Dieters. Kat Serber back into the game, replacing Youngberg, who now has to sit with three fouls. 24-18 Centralia. One more free throw coming up by Avery Dieters. It's on the way, and it's good. She's got 12. 25-18 Centralia, down to 45 seconds left until halftime. Here's Vermitten. Far sideline up the floor. Top of the key. Kat Serber. Waist side dribbles going back towards the left wing. Gets the ball screen from Steinfurt. Not much with it. Left corner, it goes to Vermitten. Right back to Serber. High left. Curls around the arc to the right side. Now works back to the top of the key. Vermitten left side, down to 25 seconds. Now Serber once again left side. Steinfurt top of the key, right side to Scala. Looks like Valley Heights wanting to play for the final shot, down to 13 seconds. Kat Serber dribbles towards the right corner, fires it to the elbow. Steinfurt lost it, and a kick ball inside as we're down to 8 seconds to go. Valley Heights, 8 seconds to work underneath their own bucket. Jaden Wells going to check right back in, taking the spot of Haberkamp. The Mustangs land some points before halftime. Down 7 with 8 seconds to go. Permitting to throw it in. Gets it to Scala. Right at the free throw line. Looking for Kat Serber. A whistle and a foul with 4.5 seconds to go. A foul to give. That one on Flinty, her second. 4.6 remaining. Here comes Haberkamp back in. Flinty comes right out with the 2 fouls. So Vermitten from the far sideline to throw it in with 4.5 seconds to go. Gets it up to Kat Serber. 2 seconds. Scala lost it. A steal. And that's the end of the first half. The number one seed, Centralia Panthers, leading the 2 seed Valley Heights Mustangs 25-18. At halftime. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16 and 110% price match guarantee. 25-18 Centralia, back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a 1-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Fulton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at SBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendine State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendine State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Twin Valley League Girls Tournament Championship game at the half. 1 seed Centralia leading the 2 seed Valley Heights Mustangs 25-18. Brandon Sam and Kirk Hillman with you. Let's get you caught up on the first half numbers. We'll start with Centralia. 12 points by Avery Dieters. The lead all scorers. Sister Owen will chip in with 8 points along with 4 rebounds. 5 split between Lena Haverkamp and Jaden Wells. Haverkamp 3, Wells with 2. Just 4 in the books for Valley Heights. 8 by Emma Youngberg, but picked up her 3rd foul late in that first half. So a storyline to watch in the second half. Kaylee Scala off the bench, 6 points, a couple of threes, and then the combination of Katz and Maggie Turber each with 2 points. Both teams had 10 rebounds. Valley Heights 9 turnovers. Centralia had 8 turnovers. Difference at the free throw line. Centralia had 10 more shots at the charity stripe. They were 8 of 14 at the line. Valley Heights hit 2 of their 4 free throw attempts. Again, Centralia 25, Valley Heights 18. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The kitchen is where most families spend most of their time making a great meal or gathering around to talk. You want a kitchen that's workable for the family and one you can be proud of. Hilltop Creations in Seneca can help you. If you have a budget in mind, they'll stay within your means. Call Lynn and Gail and let them show you some ideas on how you can have the kitchen of your dreams. Call Hilltop Creations today at 336-3142 and start planning for your new dream kitchen.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
A few minutes out until the start of the second half. Our second game tonight will be the boys' CBL title game between one seed Hanover and two seed Centralia. Some storylines from that one. Centralia getting a win over Frankfurt in the semifinals on a Thursday night. Hanover able to get by Troy with limited fashion. The Wildcats have won 31 straight games, defending state champs. Panthers are in at 7-2. But the last time the Wildcats lost was December of last year, and that was to Centralia. These two teams meet in the second of our doubleheader for the CBL tournament title. In the girls' title game, Centralia 25, Valley Heights 18. We're back in 60 seconds for the second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit, these may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at SBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
I want to thank our great sponsors throughout the week, of course, with the CBL tournament. I want to thank Wanklin Oil Company, serving the area since 1926. Hilltop Creations of Seneca, let Leonard Gale Lears help you with new cabinets for kitchen or bath. Cooking Company in Seneca and Hiawatha, proud supporters of local schools and events. Also, Elmer's Repair in Centralia, their Wix filter sale starts next week. First National Bank in Frankfurt, try their online app and do your banking anytime, anywhere. And SBS Insurance, your source for farm, home, auto, and business insurance. Here we go. Second half underway. Centralia leading 25-18. Valley Heights now going right to left with the first possession. Top of the key to Vermitten. Quickly inside to Youngberg. Shot up and good. Good start for the Mustang. 10 by Youngberg makes it 25-20 Centralia. 20 seconds into the second half. Owen Dieters, deep three. Bottoms. Owen Dieters into double figures with 11, makes it 28-20 Centralia, 30 seconds in. Here's Maggie Turber, top of the key to Vermitten, puts it on the dribble once, right side pass to Steinford on the wing. Skips it back to Maggie Turber, left side, works it to the top of the key, spinning, hands it off to Youngberg at the elbow. And back to Maggie Turber, left side, wants to work on Dieters all the way in, difficult shot, no good. Vermitten though right there. Can't make the putback, and then out of bounds and last touch by Avery Dieters. And so it'll stay with the Mustangs. They trail by 8, 28-20. Get it inside to Youngberg. Once again, too easy. 12 for Youngberg. She's got three fouls. but gets it to within six to 28-22. We've played a minute plus here in the third quarter. Avery Dieters spins on a double, skips it back out to Flinty up top. Now it's Wells, right side to Avery in the corner. Curls. Now free throw line to Haverkamp. She drugs the pivot point and called for a travel. Nine turnovers now by Centralia. And the Mustangs get it back down six, 28-22. Coming up on 90 seconds into this third quarter. Top of the hour, 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Cat Turber, D3, too strong. Battle for the rebound in the corner. Steinford able to grab it and then tipped out of bounds. But they're going to say it's last touched by Valley Heights. So it'll go back to the Panthers. They lead it by six, not quite 2 minutes into this third quarter. There's Flinty, right side on the wing. Holds it high, now right hip. Into the corner it goes. It's Owen Dieters. Thought about a step back three. Now Wells along two. No good. And a foul underneath on the rebound attempt. But I think they're going to get Haverkamp with this one. That'll be her second. And it'll go back to Valley Heights. So here's Kat Turber, 5'6 senior, working up the floor down the middle. Stops at the top of the key, angles right, it goes to Maggie Turber, right back to Kat. Left side to Steinford. Still here, left wing, they want to go inside, Youngberg turns, fires, left that one short, tip, and the rebound chased in the corner by Owen Dieters. Gets it up the floor to Haverkamp. Left wing, gets to the free throw line, stops there. Shuffles it off to Owen Dieters, who steps back from deep. Too strong. Hits the top of the backboard. Youngberg gets the rebound. Under 5.5 minutes to go here in the third. 28-22, Centralia by six. Vermitten inside. Shot short. Battling for the rebound inside, and Owen Dieters able to get this one. Back down to the right corner. Flinty over to Avery Dieters. Now Haverkamp left corner. Owen Dieters steps back, left corner three, pins in there. 14 for Owen Dieters, makes it a 31-22 Centralia lead, their largest lead of the game. It's nine. Under 4:50 to go here, quarter three. Here's Maggie Turber, gets it right back from Vermitten, gets to the elbow, hands it off to Kat, steps back, her shot blocked from deep, but Vermitten able to get the rebound. And she puts up a shot inside, and she is fouled, and will go to the line. Centralia foul. They get Avery Dieters. That's her first. Team foul number two, Maddie Vermitten at the line to shoot two. And she knocked in the first. That's her first point tonight. She had 10 in the win over Hanover last night. But her first point, about 4.5 minutes left here in the third. She has gathered six rebounds throughout the course of the game as well. Second free throw, no good. Avery Dieters, the rebound for Centralia. Up to Owen, left side on the wing. Top of the key, turns down a three, hands it off to Flinty. Curls inside, all the way on Youngberg. Shot blocked, and Youngberg the rebound. Up the floor, transition, layup in there for Kat Turber. She's got four, 31-25, Centralia by six. Knocking on the door of the halfway point here in quarter three. Haverkamp splits two all the way in the lane. Missed the layup, no good. Rebound to Allie Height. Opportunity to chip away once again for the Mustangs. Top of the key, Maggie Turber to the left elbow. Picks it up there. Now Steinford short corner. Youngberg to Jay from 10. Rattled that one home. Youngberg with 14. Makes it 31-27. Centralia with Flinty trying to get it across the timeline. They do. Flinty wants to go all the way in. And we're going to call an offensive foul on Abby Flinty as Youngberg takes the charge. Flinty with a smile and shaking her head and disbelief. And now Roger Holtow sends a timeout. And it's a 30, but we'll step aside real quick. 3:31 left, third quarter. Centralia 31, Valley Heights 27. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
CBL Tournament all week long, sponsored by the Bank of Highland and Medina State Bank, making life better right here at home, member FDIC. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, for education on campus, regional, technical, or online. Nice little spurt here by Valley Heights, chance for the tie, nearly banked in, rebound Centralia. Gathered by Haverkamp. Correction, it would have been for a one-point lead as Centralia leads it by four, 31-27. Avery Peters all the way inside, and her shot is blocked by Youngberg. Multiple blocks in this game by Emma Youngberg, and playing with some fire with three fouls as we're now under 3 minutes to go here in the third. Chance to inch a little closer. Scholar will try to do that. An air ball to three, and out of bounds it goes back to Centralia. Youngberg comes out. Porter comes in. Youngberg, 14 of the 27 Valley Heights points. Here's Owen Peters. Bouncing one left to Haverkamp. Drives on Scala, kicks to Avery in the left corner. Wanting a skip pass, not there. Still holding it there. Now finally using the dribble. Spins away from Porter. Over the top inside to Wells, and a whistle and a foul. I think it's on the floor. Should be Kat Turber picking up this one. It is. That's her third. And just the first foul on Valley Heights here in the third quarter. Under 3.5 for correction now. 2.5 minutes to go here in the third. Owen, a long pass in from underneath. Gets it off to Haverkamp. Haverkamp, a high ball screen. Not much with it by Wells. Now Kramer back in the game. Gets a touch. Owen Peters steps back into a double team, skips it to Haverkamp for a deep three. Nearly banked it in, no good, but Owen Peters the rebound. Her shot attempt is up and no good. A whistle and a foul, or we're going to say it's out of bounds. The last touch by Centralia. So it goes back to Valley Heights with 2:10 left here in the third. Here's Kat Turber, left side to Scala. Holds it waist high. Into the corner, now inside Vermitten. Too easy positioning, and the bucket's good. The two-point game, Centralia leading it 31-29. Valley Heights with a nice spurt here in the third quarter. Right side to Haverkamp, baseline drive, dumps it off to Wells in the corner. Whistle, there's a tie-up, good defense by Kat Turber. Possession arrow keeps it with Centralia, down to 137. Owen Peters to throw it in, just in front of her own bench, and then goes into the backcourt. Fans wanted a turnover call there, over and back, but it was last touched there by Valley Heights, but Centralia has it. Avery Peters inside, and a lot of contact, and they're going to get another jump ball, and this time it's going back to Valley Heights. Down to 1:24 left here in the third quarter. Chance to tie or take the lead for Valley Heights, 31-29 Centralia. Here's Scala, top of the key, hounded defensively by Wells. Gets it off to Kat Turber up top. Right side pass to Steinfurt. And then a steal by Dieters, and then out of bounds, but going right back to Valley Heights. As Owen nearly made a great defensive effort to get the ball back for her team, but Valley Heights with it, under 65 seconds to go. Steinfurt high left. Hands it off to Kat Turber up top. Swing the rings out high. Runs it right. Scala on the wing. Now Porter up top. Want Vermitten inside, but Centralia doing a nice job of fronting her in the post. There's a deflected pass and a steal by Centralia. Down to 41 seconds left. Avery Dieters, left side pass to Owen. Nice ball fake. Step back, corner, triple, short. For the rebound for Haverkamp, keeping the possession alive. Owen again. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. And she is going to be tied up. The possession keeps it with the Panthers. And they just gave Avery Dieters a technical foul. Avery Dieters said something right next to the official. That's a big swing with 30 seconds left here in the third. A technical foul on Avery Dieters. It's her second foul. Kat Turber will shoot two, and Valley Heights will get the ball. Chance to tie it. First free throw, no good. Roger Holthouse wanting to talk to one of the officials. Second free throw is good. Five for Kat Turber. Makes it 31-30. And he is hounding one of the officials. Hounding the official that gave the tee, wanting an explanation, but the official refusing to give it to him. I think Rogers earned that respect. There's a whistle and a travel's going to be called. Turnover by Valley Heights. We'll give it back to Centralia with 22 seconds left here in the third. So 31-30, Centralia lead. Now the officials pausing and coming up to the scorers table. Talking to the scoreboard operator. Good opportunity to thank our great sponsors here. M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts headquarters in Frankfort. Blue Valley Technologies as well, supporting local students and athletes. And then Renfrew and Oil Company, serving the area since 1926. So finally, we settle back. 21 and a half seconds to go here in the third. Centralia with it. A 31-30 lead. Owen Dieters, top of the key. Down to 13 seconds. It's Kramer in the right corner. Deep pass to Owen. Nearly had it taken away. 7 seconds. She's deep in the right corner. Bouncing it to Flinty. 5 seconds to go. Flinty steps back. Deep three. No good. Rebound Valley Heights. And that's going to end the third quarter. We got a one-point game. Going into the fourth quarter, the CDL tournament title game on the line. It's Centralia 31, Valley Heights 30. Back in a moment from the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
The girls' PBL tournament title game, the one-point affair as we start the fourth quarter. 31-30. One seed Centralia leading two seed Valley Heights. One of these teams going to drop their first game of the year. Valley Heights number 2 and 2A, 11-0. Centralia number 3 and 1A, D1. They are 9-0. And a 1-point affair to start the fourth. Centralia with the ball and the 1-point advantage. Here's Owen Dieters to the free throw line. Whistle, body, and a foul. It's on the floor. Just the second team foul on Valley Heights here in the second half. They got Maddie Vermitten with this one. That's her second. Here's Haverkamp, right corner, drives in, kicks it out to Wells. A little short two. That's no good. Rebound for Valley Heights, ripped away by Vermitten. Now 7 rebounds in the ball game for Maddie Vermitten. Brings it up the floor herself. Bounces it to Kat Turber. Top of the key. Gets inside. Youngberg. Shot up and good. 16 for Youngberg. Valley Heights takes the lead. 32-31. 30 seconds in to the fourth. Here's Haverkamp, top of the key. Left side to Owen Dieters. Holds it above her head. Has the dribble, not using it yet. Now will go towards the left corner with it. Now works it back to the middle of the floor. Gets it all the way inside. Tough shot, no good. Rebound for Emma Youngberg. Clears it for Valley Heights, and she'll walk up the floor herself. Now Maggie Turber, in between the rings out high. Minutes into this fourth quarter. 32-31, Valley Heights. Youngberg inside. Too deep, too easy. It's Youngberg again. She's got 18. 34-31 Valley Heights. Timeout, Centralia. It's a four. We'll follow suit. 6:48 left in our ball game. Valley Heights 34, Centralia 31. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
6:48 left in our ball game. Valley Heights leading Centralia 34-31. Brandon Tamman with you, Kirk Hillman in studio. Thanks for tuning in all week long. Our coverage of the Twin Valley League basketball tournament down to the championship games and the girls' final. As expected, close down the home stretch. Two of the best teams in their classification. Two teams that have yet to lose a ball game this year. One will tally their first L this season after this one. Here's a drive by Owen Dieters. Missed the layup. Rebound tipped to the free throw line. A whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Centralia. And they get plenty for Centralia. That's their third. Correction, that's her fourth. So Flinty has to come out. Kramer comes in. Valley Heights getting it back. 6:36 left in the ball game. A 3-point lead, 34-31. They have the 12-6 advantage in the third quarter. To get it back to a 1-point game, they currently lead by 3. Vermitten for 3, left it short, but Youngberg the rebound. Keeps the possession alive. Steinfurt left corner, they'll reset. Cats over a 3, not there. And a rebound for Centralia, Jaden Wells clears. Owen Dieters right side to Haverkamp, a 3 for the tie. Yes, ma'am. Haverkamp from downtown, she's got 6, we're knotted at 34. Under 6 minutes to go in the game. Kramer in ear steal, the top of the key to Kat Turber. Bouncing it inside. Youngberg turns, fires, missed the shot. And then Wells gets the rebound, and then she's tied up by Youngberg. Possession arrow back to Valley Heights. And Flinty right back in for Wells with the four fouls. We're down to 5:46 left in the game. We're tied at 34. Permitting to throw it in. They get it inside. Right block. Youngberg turns. Fires. Connect. 20 in the game for Emma Youngberg. 36-34 Valley Heights. 5:35. Clock moving fourth quarter. Inside to Flinty. Knocked away. Youngberg is steal. They get it up the floor. Cat Herber layup. No good, but a foul. And she's fired up. The foul on Avery Dieters, that's her third. There's Kat Turber to the line to shoot two. She's got 5 points, 1 of 2 at the line, makes it 2 for 3. 37-34. Second on the way, second good as well. 7 for Cat Silver. It's a 4-point Valley Heights lead at 38-34. Over 5 minutes to go. Avery Peters, top of the key, holds it high, fakes left, puts it on the dribble right, works it inside, splits two defenders, lost it, and a turnover. Vermitten across the timeline here for Valley Heights. Goes to Cat Silver right side, over the top pass, Youngberg too easy, they look good. 22 for Emma Youngberg, and it's a 6-point Valley Heights lead with 4:50 to go. 40-34. Owen Peters, top of the key to his sister Avery. Looks left, picks up the dribble one. Comes with the Flinty inside, turning on Youngberg, got away with a travel, but a layup is good, and a timeout, Roger Holt out. Avery Peters to the point, she's got 14, kept it to 4. 40-36, Valley Heights, 4:35 left in the game, to 30. And we'll keep it right here. I want to thank our great sponsors, Hilltop Creations of Seneca. Let Leonard Gale Lears help you with new cabinets for kitchen or bath. Cooking Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local schools and events. Elmer's Repair in Centralia. The Rich Filter Sale starts January 24th. First National Bank in Frankfort. Try their online app and do your banking anytime, anywhere. NSBS Insurance. Your source for farm, home, auto, and business insurance. The number 2 ranked team in Class 2A, Valley Heights, leading the number 3 ranked team in 1AD1, 40-36, 4:35 left in the game. PBL tournament title on the line. Mustangs will have it out of the timeout. Got to work against this full court pressure defense. Centralia nearly forces a steal, but Vermitten collects and gathers it up the floor. Across the timeline, top of the key, left side to Youngberg, stop and pop from 10, too strong, and a rebound for Centralia. Just cracked the 420 mark. Here's a long three, bad shot, no good, and a rebound for Youngberg. Closing in on another double-double, 29-12 last night. She has 22-8 with 4 minutes to go in the game. Cat, Kerber, oh, and Maddie Vermitten wasn't paying attention. It hits off the side of her head, and a steal for Centralia. Owen Peters, Flinty in the right corner. They go inside, back to Flinty, shot blocked. Another Youngberg rejection. A defensive masterpiece tonight. Reverse layup in transition, no good, and a rebound for Kramer. Down to 3:40 to go. Still a 4-point Valley Heights lead at 40-36. Right side, Avery Peters on the wing. Holds it waist high, hesitates on a three, but declines. Now Flinty will try a deep three. Missed everything, but Owen Peters right place, right time. Now a three from Owen. It's so good. And a rebound for Cat Silver for Valley Heights. Now she'll walk the pace up the floor. 3:10 left in this one. Which of these two will suffer their first loss, and which one will hold up the first place trophy in this year's PBL tournament? Steinfurt kicked it out. Up top now, Youngberg. Back to Steinfurt in the corner. Aggie Kerber bumps and fouled, and with that Flinty, she is fouled out of the game. And it's a one-on-one opportunity. It is Abby Flinty. And that is her fifth. The 5'5 senior did not score in this game tonight. She is fouled out. Jaden Wells will come back in. We're down to 2:53 on the game clock. And Maggie Kerber will shoot a crucial one and one. Her team up by 4, 40-36. Again, under 3 minutes to go. Maggie's first. Short. No good. Rebound Centralia. Kramer gathers. Here's Owen Peters up the floor. Under 2:50 to go. Top of the key pass, now Kramer. Left corner to Haberkamp. Went to Kramer's screen, works right. Top of the key she is. Now Wells with deep two. Got it. Big shot. A 19-foot two by Jaden Wells. She has 4, and the lead is 2. 40-38, under 2.5 to go. Here's Cat Kerber, top of the key. Roger Holthouse halfway on the floor, barking out signals to his defense. Here's Maggie Kerber, top of the key to Vermitten. Left side pass to Steinfurt. Youngberg being fronted by Wells in the post. Lost it. Kicks it. And a travel. turnover by Valley Heights. Centralia gets it back. 2:10 to go and a 2-point deficit. Valley Heights clinging to a 40-38 lead. If you have a hat, hang on to it. Getting dusty in here. Centralia with Avery Dieters inside in the paint. Gets it back to Owen up top for the lead. No good. And a rebound for Valley Heights. Youngberg now has a double-double. 22-10. Down to 1:45 left in the game. Valley Heights by two with the ball. Steinfurt has it knocked away, but she gets it back. Steinfurt gets out of the double team. Now Vermitten left side. High left field with Kat Turber. Works it around the arc. Now backs it up towards the center of the floor. Under 90 seconds to go. Valley Heights with it up to 40-38. Here's Kat Turber guarded by Kramer. Works it right now under 120 to go. Pass deflected. Vermitten has it. Picks it up after one dribble. Gets it off to Maggie Turber. Back to Vermitten high left. Wasting some good time here for Valley Heights. Kat Turber top of the key. Gets it off to Vermitten. Jaden Wells doing a great job inside, running Youngberg. And we get a whistle and there's a foul with 103 left. And free throws coming up for Valley Heights. And for Avery Dieters, that is her fourth. And Vermitten will shoot a 1-1 with a 2-point lead with 63 seconds to go. The free throw is no good. And a rebound for Centralia. 55 seconds to go. Kramer inside. She's barreled to the floor and will shoot two. 55 seconds to go. The foul's on Kat Turber, her fourth. And Kramer, the freshman, a chance to tie the game if she can knock down two free throws. 55.1 seconds remaining. Valley Heights 40. Centralia 38. Kramer's first. No good. Chance to get it to a 1-point game if she can knock this one down. Second. That one's good. First point tonight for Kramer. 40-39, Valley Heights. 50 seconds to go. Vermitten, far sideline, gets it up the floor, works it towards the wing, stops there, had it knocked away, and a whistle, and I think we're going to get a full timeout by Valley Heights. 43.7 seconds remaining. Valley Heights leading 40-39. TBL tournament title on the line. We're back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of three people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
.1 FM KMZA.
44 seconds in the ball game. Valley Heights tied out, leading 40-39. Inside Youngberg position, a shot no good, but a foul. Youngberg to shoot two. 40.76 remaining. Jaden Wells picks up the foul, her second. 22 points, 10 rebounds. Correction, 9 rebounds, so not quite a double-double yet. First free throw short, no good. Still a 1-point Valley Heights lead. This gym is packed and electric. Second, no good. She makes them both. And then a foul on the Mustang on the rebound attempt. They're going to get Maggie Serber with this one, her fourth. It's just the fourth team foul against the Mustang. So no free throws yet. They got a few fouls to give. But the Panthers get it back down one with 41 seconds to go. Here we go. Owen Peters. Right down the middle of the floor. Get the high ball screen from Haverkamp. Works the baseline. Left foot shot. No good. But I think they called a foul on the floor. And they get Youngberg, and that's her fourth. And they will say they're waiting to see. It is on the floor. And we're lining up to shoot free throws, but it is on the floor. 33 seconds left in the game. Centralia underneath the rim, bucket to inbound, down one. 40-39. Over the top to Kramer, the freshman high left. Owen Peters right back to grab it, under 30 seconds to go. Owen doubled, slipped, fell down. Now the ball's on the floor. We get a whistle and a tie-up. And the possession arrow is going to keep it with Centralia with 23.5 seconds to go. Valley Heights by one, 40-39. Owen Dieters to throw it in, needing to get it in, and good defense by Valley Heights. They're going to force the Centralia timeout. It's a full, so we'll follow. 23.5 seconds left. Hang on to it. 40-39 Valley Heights. We'll take a quick 30. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Well, if you've been living under a rock the last hour and change and haven't been joining us, PBL Tournament Championship here in the girls' bracket down the home stretch. Valley Heights leading Centralia 40-39, 23.5 seconds to go. Centralia with the ball inbounding underneath their own bucket. Owen Dieters, right side of the backboard to throw it in. Steinfurt jumping up and down. They get Avery inside. She lost her footing, but Owen picks it up. She turns away, but wraps it out to Haverkamp. A three. Got it! Yes! Lena Haverkamp with 14 seconds to go. Centralia by two. 10 seconds. Youngberg. Katzhorber for three. No good. Six. Steinfurt has it with 3 seconds to go. Katzhorber for the win. No good. Game over. Centralia wins it. 42-40. Baby, this gym is electric. And the Panthers have won the Twin Valley League Tournament Championship here in 2022. They beat Valley Heights 42-40. And our post-game is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Time to take your breath. We're back in a moment on KMZA.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Your money's your friend.
Tiles win, tiles win, tiles win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
My, oh my. Time to take a step back and reflect on what we just witnessed. The PBL Girls Tournament final goes the way of Centralia. They win it thanks to Alina Haberkamp three-pointer with 14 seconds to go. They edge Valley Heights 42-40. To stay undefeated, Panthers now 10-0. Mustangs suffer their first loss of the season. They drop to 11-1. Let's get you the final numbers in this game. It was close in the first and fourth quarters. Really the difference in the game, obviously the late shot by Haberkamp, but it was a one-point Valley Heights lead after one. Centralia with a 14-6 advantage in the second quarter. Took a 25-18 lead at halftime. Valley Heights had a 12-6 advantage in the third. They were down one going in the fourth. But it was an 11-10 advantage for Centralia. And again, Lena Haberkamp, the 5'5 junior, a game-winning three from the right wing with 14 seconds left. Valley Heights had a couple of shots down the stretch near the buzzer. A couple of decent looks. Neither fell through. And Centralia able to hold on for the win. Let's get you the numbers in this game. And again, our post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And we'll start with Centralia again, now 10-0, 14 points apiece by the Deeters. Avery had 14-4. Owen had 14 points and 9 rebounds. Lena Haberkamp, the story here, she had 17 last night versus B West. She has 9 tonight, including that game winning triple with 14 seconds left. Rest of the scoring, 4 from Jaden Wells, and then 1 point by Tatum Kramer. Emma Youngberg leads the way for the Mustangs, as she'll have 1 rebound shy of a double-double, 22 points and 9 rebounds. They got 7 from Kat Serber, 6 from Kaylee Scala, 3 from Maddie Vermitten, and then 2 by Maggie Serber. But again, what a game, and can only hope that the boys final tonight can live up to the hype, but it was as good as advertised. Two of the best teams in their respective classifications, but the number 3 ranked team in class 1AD1, the Centralia Panthers, getting the win over the 2 seed and number 2 ranked team in class 2A, the Valley Heights Mustangs. Again, the final 42-40. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. I think for a second straight night, we're going to have to go with Lena Haverkamp. Again, we had her as our player of the game last night. She led all scores with 17. She has 9 tonight, but again, she knocked in the game-winning triple from the right wing. Her team was down 40-39 when Owen Dieters got inside, got caught in a double team, flicked it to her on the right wing, no hesitation and nothing but net by Haverkamp with 14 seconds to go, proved to be the difference as they would hold on. And Valley Heights again had a couple of desperation shots down the stretch or towards the end and just unable to get them. But Panthers able to hold on, but Lena Haverkamp, 9 points, but the game-winning 3, our player of the game, once again presented by Farmers State Bank. So again, hanging with us. That was fun, but now we got to transition to the boys' final. It's the number one team in 1A-D2, the Hanover Wildcats, the one seed in this field, taking on the 2 seed Centralia Panthers, who come in at 7-2. So we're going to step aside and give myself a little bit of time to catch my breath and take a breather, and we'll come back in about 10 to 12 minutes to get you set for the start of the boys' championship game. But again, one final time, the girls' final. Centralia wins the TBL tournament 42-40 over Valley Heights. We're back to the studios, and hang tight. We're back in just a tight bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.